A federal judge in North Carolina is being asked to decide who gets to keep a rare copy of the Bill of Rights. The FBI confiscated the document from a Connecticut antique dealer. The manuscript had been missing since 1865 when it disappeared from North Carolina's capital. The state and the dealer claim it's legally theirs. From Raleigh, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
North Carolina's copy of the Bill of Rights has long been surrounded by mystery. Historians say it was one of 13 handwritten versions that George Washington sent to the states in 1791. But the document hasn't been seen since the Civil War, when, according to legend, a Union soldier stole it. Finally, last month, the FBI said it had been recovered in Philadelphia, and North Carolina Governor Mike Easley began working to bring it back to his state.
It is very important to me and to North Carolina, I believe, to get back the original Bill of Rights. Nothing embodies the spirit of this country any more than the Bill of Rights, those rights and freedoms that we fight for today.
FBI agents retrieved the document during a sting operation. They confiscated it from an antique dealer named Wayne Pratt, who allegedly tried to sell it to a museum for $4 million. But while Governor Easley wants to put the Bill of Rights back in the North Carolina Capitol, Pratt isn't willing to give it up so easily. The dealer says he legitimately owns the document, that he acquired it legally, and that the FBI had no right to confiscate it. Hugh Stevens is Pratt's lawyer.
When the government comes and takes something away from you, they have to show some just reason and provide you with some kind of notice and hearing. They can't just swoop down and take something.
Stevens says there's no proof the document really is North Carolina's copy of the Bill of Rights. He says it could be one of at least four other versions of the manuscript that also are unaccounted for. And Stevens says even if it is North Carolina's, the state may have a hard time proving that the document really was stolen in the Civil War.
It has been said over the years that perhaps it was actually given away or sold by some state official or other person who in those desperate days needed money or some kind of way to help himself or herself. So who knows?
North Carolina officials insist they know the document's history, and they're certain the historic artifact belongs to them. Attorney General Roy Cooper says archivists who've examined the manuscript have positively identified it as North Carolina's copy and valued it at more than $20 million. And he says historians are sure the state never sold it or willingly gave it away.
There is no question in my mind that this is the original Bill of Rights belonging to the people of North Carolina, and that it was stolen from the North Carolina State Capitol. And we will defend this document against all claims, including antique dealers from Connecticut who were trying to make a quick buck off of it.
Indeed, for the Connecticut dealer, Wayne Pratt, there's a lot at stake. Not only could he potentially lose the valuable document, but prosecutors are considering filing criminal charges against him. In addition, the case is likely to hurt Pratt's reputation as one of the most prominent dealers in the Northeast. Already, the producers of the Antiques Roadshow on PBS, where Pratt served as an appraiser, have said they won't invite him back. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Raleigh, North Carolina.